is good. What is up, you guys? It is Unique here. I know it's been like, what, a week? It's been a week.
I'm over here, y'all.
Let me stop moving. I've been having a hard time sleeping lately, but we're gonna get into that. But right now, we're gonna get into the fact of the day. Some really cool facts. Dang, I can't. Okay. That one's not. Okay, apples are very effective at waking you up in the morning. I should probably eat an apple when I wake up. How do I know? Exercise increases your intelligence. Oh, snaps. I've been exercising like, what, 6 times a week? So. Yes, I'm intelligent. I'm an intelligent being. Water can boil and freeze at the same time. That's cool. That's really cool. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? I mean, some people probably knew this, but yeah, that was cool. I like doing the facts of the day because it's like you learn something new, you know? You learn something new. Okay, guys, it is officially October. We are, it's technically, when this releases, it's probably going to be October 2nd or 3rd, but we are in October, we're in fall now. It is fall, you guys. I am so excited. We're in fall. Baby, why I keep yawning? Like, before I did my recording of the podcast, I couldn't sleep and I wasn't yawning. Like every time I start my podcast, I end up yawning. But yeah, so I'm super excited about fall and the colors and the fashion of it. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to be dressing up for Halloween if I end up going to a party or something. But just the fun activities of it, I guess you can say. I'm going to be going as like the cat from Cats and Musical, going, not the new one, but the original one that came out in the 80s, right? Yeah. When I came out in the 80s, I'm super excited about that. So that's gonna be fun. I think I'm gonna order like maybe like the little Afro style type of like the cat style type of wig. So I'm gonna get that. That one, that's gonna be fun. That's gonna be very fun. Okay, you guys, so I know it's been a minute since I gave you guys an episode. I've been busy, and then I also been sick. So this past weekend I was sick. I had got food poisoning, and here comes the yawn. Dang, I got food poisoning, and then I had like a slight fever, then I had like a migraine. I was just a wreck. And I also had a show at the same time. So, I was just all over the place with that. And then I just finished a play. I just finished a show. That was at the Crane Theaters off Broadway. That whole process of doing that show was a mess. I ain't gonna lie, it was a mess for sure. Like rehearsals and just the play not being finished, which is totally fine. Like I do projects and they end up changing the script or
the script is not.
Wow, the script is not done, but. This one, it was just wild, and then like certain things didn't make sense. It was like, and then also like one of the characters in the play literally repeated what they said, like a minute later after they said it. It was just like, what is happening? But I think he was just going through a lot, so it was just all over the place. And we were supposed to get paid for it. I don't even know if the other castmates got paid, but. I didn't receive payment from it, and I'm thinking about downloading Messenger to ask the aspects if they receive payment. But I didn't receive any payment. We're supposed to get paid, we signed a contract or whatever, but it's not that much at all. But you know, I mean, if you sign a contract and you expect it to be you expect it to be loyal, I guess, you know what I mean, truthful to board. It was wild. It was all over the place. And I was thinking about not doing the show on Sunday because I wasn't feeling good at all. I was like, should I like not go to the show? Should I email the director? I was like, no, I'm gonna go. And I wasn't feeling good at all. It was rough. It was rough for sure. But I don't, like, when I went, I was like, was this worth it? Probably wasn't, like, you know, because, man, like, the director ended up leaving town Tuesday to go to LA to start his new journey of being an actor and all this stuff. So, you know, that part. But yeah, doing that play was, you know, in the beginning I was very wide-eyed, bushy-tailed, because it's like, I'm working with like a Broadway co-producer, you know, all this stuff. But it just ended up being like a mess. It was just a mess for sure. A mess. But yeah, we're gonna take a break and come right back. Okay guys, we are back. But yeah, as I mentioned before, like, the whole prayer process was a mess. It was wild. It was wild for sure. So recently, what's been going on in my life other than me being sick and doing the plays? I've been auditioning stuff, so it's been going well with that. I decided to make an investment, so I decided to get an Apple phone, you guys. So I got an Apple phone. I'm a part of the Apple gang. Always team Android before Samsung, the Galaxy. I'm team Apple now. It feels good. I like the phone. It's cool. I still have to get used to it and stuff, but I enjoy it. It's nice and smooth and stuff. I'm really enjoying it. And then another investment I made was a gym membership. So, yeah, gym membership, you guys. I'm out here in the gym. I'm in the gym. About, like, 5 times a week. Yeah. So, I went to the gym earlier. Felt great. And when I left the gym, I was like, oh, I'm about to sleep so good. And I still haven't slept. It is about, like, what, 2:36 a.m. In the morning. And I can't sleep. I'm over here yawning like crazy, so hopefully I can go to sleep after this. But, yeah, so I got my gym membership, so that's been going good. And the other investment was a book. I got The Water Dancer. How you say his name is Ta-Nehisi Coates. I'm butchering his name, but it's The Water Dancer, and it's by Coates. So I decided to get that book and recommend a book. It's a good book. I'm reading it very slowly, but it's going good, you guys. It's going good. So those are the 3 investments I made this week. It was due time for me to get a new phone though, because as an actor, you at least want to have something that has a good camera, because you have to do self tapes and stuff like that, you know. So yeah, and like, you can't be looking blurry and, you know, lacking all this stuff when you're doing self tapes. yeah, so that part. So I wanted to talk about I know I ranted about, like, the whole being single, how it is now, but just being single now in this day and age is it's very interesting. So I had to recently, like, I decided to block someone because they're being very annoying. Like, we saw each other in person, not on purpose, like, twice. So the first time I met this person was at a house party, and we had a really great conversation. We hit it off really great. And I was like, oh, you mind if, like, you know, we continue the conversation, like, contact each other? She's like, yeah. So she gave me her number, but I think she gave me her wrong number. Or, like, the wrong number. Or she gave me a number she never responded. So I'm just like, okay. Just be honest. Like, if I ask you for your number, if you don't want me to have it, just say no. Like, it's just so annoying that people just, like, they go out the way to be annoying. You know what I mean? So just, like, just be honest. And then the next time I saw the same person at this bar I was at, it was like some queer event. I went to it and I was like, I saw her. I was like, oh, she's gorgeous. I spoke to her briefly. It wasn't anything too crazy, but I ended up, my goofy self ended up, like, when she left, I was like, dang, am I gonna try to, like, catch her to get her contact? And I did. That's what I did. Like, dang, I don't like chasing people at all. So basically, I caught up with her, and I was like, hey, I think you're, you know, beautiful. I'll just say, are you serious? She's like, yeah. I was like, can I get your, whatever you're comfortable with, so my contact, like, can we stay in touch, like, you know, get to know each other? She's like, yeah. So she said, you mind walking me to a train? I was like, yeah, I'm lying. So I don't know why she thought I was going to ride on a train with her. I was like, nah, I'm not, because I live right here. But anywho, we spoke briefly on IGDM, and she was like, oh, by the way, I'm not living today because I'm working on my master's. I was like, that's understandable, or whatever. And then, like, I think a week after, I was like, oh, snaps, I met you at the house party. She was like, yeah, I was wondering when you were going to notice. I was like, oh, yeah, their memory, I guess, was kind of trash. But anywho, fast forward to, like, what, a month later or so. Month and a half later, I was on Tinder, and I'm, like, swiping, and I see a homegirl, she's on Tinder, and she's super like me. So I'm like, oh. I was like, and I messaged her, I was like, oh, you look familiar. So then in the morning, I got a message from her saying, like, so sorry, I didn't mean to super like you. My friend had my phone dropped, all this whole, like, explanation, excuse of why she's super like me, and I'm just like, oh my gosh. So after I got that message, I was like, I'm just gonna block her, because she's really just being annoying. I'm just like, oh my goodness. It was just really frustrating. It's like, girl, come on, like, you know. But, yeah, so that annoying thing happened, and I was going to mention about just, like, dating today in this day and age. So I've, encountered with someone who is, I guess they're, like, yeah, they are in, like, poly relationships, so I support it, I, you know, do the thing, but, like, I feel like for me, I don't think it's, like, my thing. Yeah, it's not. And I'm not, like, a person that was in a poly relationship. I feel like you're poly when you are single and you're dating, because, you know, you're trying things out with different people, and you're trying to see if it's, like, if it'll stick with that person, or you just don't want to, like, commit to someone right now. So, yeah, and I know poly is just, like, there's so much more into it than what I just said. But this person's all like, oh, I'm trying to pursue you. I'm just like, what? I'm like, I don't know. Honestly, don't know. But I think I'm going to tell this person, like, no, you're very sweet, but I can't, yeah. And you're young for sure, but they're like, yeah, I'm an old soul, but I definitely have both, you know, energies at times, which is, like, cool, because I have my young moments, too, for sure, but it's just not my thing. Like, I don't want anyone pursuing me or using me for their, like, couple threesomes or whatever like that, or, you know, that whole thing, or just, like, being involved with someone who is poly. I would like to find someone who's on the same page as me, honestly. Yeah, so yeah, that part for sure. I would like to, because, like, now this day and age, it just seems like everyone's poly. It's all about what you want, honestly. It's just like, oh, I just need this. It's all about, yeah, basically what you want. It's a very, like, need thing or want. I just want this. I just want this. But finding someone, a genuine connection, and they're on the same page as you would be amazing. Be amazing. But, I have not had any. I mean, I've had something a little bit, but I don't know, I don't want to get my hopes up with that, so, it's really hard. It is so hard, and then you meet people who are just like, yeah, I just broke up with my partner, and I am still, they're still, like, living with each other. I'm just like, oh my gosh, goodness gracious, like, dating now is just, like, it's wild, and I haven't been going out, I haven't been out in, like, at least a month, so it's just, like, I am, like, on these, like, dating apps, and I'm only using two, it's just like, oh my goodness, like, what is going on? Just finding someone genuine who's on the same page as you. It's just like finding a needle in a haystack. It's like, once you find them, like, make sure you hold on to it, because, man, it is very, very hard. Okay, so let me see if I can find a corny joke of the week. Let's see. I don't know if I said this one before. Okay, this is good. Why couldn't the toilet paper cross the road? Because it got stuck in a crack. That's cool. What lies at the bottom of the sea shaking? It is a new month. Wow. We're about to be in 2020, guys. Okay. It's a new month. Enjoy the process. Just be kind to yourself.